Nächste Station, Köln Hauptbahnhof.
Next stop, Cologne Central Station.
Before the imposing Gothic cathedral comes into view, visitors arriving in Cologne by train might notice the graffiti tags and spray-painted messages alongside the railway tracks. Illegal tags like this create a headache for the city council, and the annual costs to clean them up can run into the millions. But there's much more to graffiti than vandalism and public menace, according to 23-year-old Daria Andert.
It's another way to express yourself. It's not just like normal art. I can understand if people say, I don't like it, it's ugly. But I think graffiti is like performance art, taking space for your own expressing and saying, hello, I was here and I got a message for you.
Daria is passionate about graffiti. She's a full-time art student, but in her spare time she volunteers for Mittwochsmaler, or Wednesday Painters in English. It's a youth project that gives young sprayers in Cologne a safe place to hone their graffiti skills and put paint to canvas or a wall without breaking the law.
This project is quite unique and I really like to support it because I'm lucky to be grown up with my parents and with my brother and sister, and I was supported in everything I could do, and I know there are kids who cannot have this support. I just wanted to give something back and give the kids the chance to express themselves and learning about themselves.
Hello.
Hello. Oh,
hi.
Every Wednesday, young aspiring street artists meet here at a youth centre in northern Cologne called Lucky's House. They get graffiti tips, share ideas, and can spray their designs on an outdoor wall. Daria started volunteering here 3 years ago. At first, it was her job to set up the materials. Now she runs graffiti workshops and has even been asked to hold classes in local schools and at other youth centres.
Normally, there are more boys than girls who are trying to do graffiti. A little bit like me, who see the project and think about, I get cans and support in sketching. And then they come to us and they're really good. Much people there are now better than me. If they're so young, like 13, 12, they want to meet other graffiti sprayer who can support, who can say what they have to do to sketch and to paint. Yeah, I think they first come for learning and then coming because of the friends.
That's what I make, just two letters without background or something, just to like training a little bit, these two. But now it's pretty hard to spray because it gets dark so early.
16-year-old Johannes Bub has been coming here for 3 years, and today he's been working on the wall outside.
It's a pretty cool organization. There are always a lot of writers who I meet, and I'm friends with some of them. You can exchange about the stuff you make, and it's free. That's pretty cool, and there is place to spray, and they have free spray cans as well. I don't just do graffiti, I draw characters too.
The project has been running since 2005, and while its main goal is to give young people a chance to practice graffiti, a big part of it is deterring sprayers from illegal tagging.
At the beginning you paint and you do it legal, and after a while you get better, or you think you are better. You just want to say, yeah, I'm doing graffiti and I'm tagging illegal and I'm spraying illegal, and that's just like for the kick. And we try to make them understand that the consequences can be really bad.
Those who are caught spray painting illegally can expect a hefty fine or even up to 3 years in prison. In Cologne, 17 sprayers were charged with graffiti offences in 2012. And the offenders are mostly young men between the ages of 14 and 25.
People come to us who do illegal graffiti. We don't want to say, oh, you do illegal graffiti, you can't come here. We try to talk about it, talk about the consequences if you get taken by the police.
The graffiti scene is a world apart from the classical paintings and sculptures Daria studies at university, but that's also part of the appeal. In the future, she wants to work as a teacher, and perhaps start her own Mittwochsmaler-type project to get young people interested in art.
Graffiti is not about who you are and where you come from, and you can be yourself and express yourself with graffiti. Although they don't like it or think, I can't sketch, I can't do some art, and graffiti is such a good way to catch young people for being interested in art, in colors, in everything.
This is Natalie Muller for DW in Cologne.